Did you know that when Thomas Jefferson authorized the purchase of the Louisiana Territory, he had never set foot in New Orleans? The Louisiana Purchase stretched across 828,000 square miles and was purchased for about $15 million. That comes out to about $18 a square mile, which was relatively cheap even in the early 1800s. Still, it was a considerable investment, especially sight unseen. But Jefferson was focused on the future of the United States and was willing to take such a huge risk. The Louisiana Purchase was one of the largest land deals in human history, and it was critical to developing the United States into the nation it is today. Today, the Louisiana Territory encompasses 7 whole states and pieces of 8 other states and 2 Canadian provinces. The United States would be a very different country today without direct control of the Mississippi River and the farmland in states like Kansas or Nebraska. Even North Dakota has played its part in American history, fueling gold rushes that swept through the 1800s. However, Thomas Jefferson did not know all these events were coming when he purchased the territory. He was concerned about the Native Americans in the United States and was also anxious to avoid warfare. The Louisiana Purchase was critical to American history in many ways, so it's time to examine this fantastic purchase more closely. By looking over what led up to and what followed the Louisiana Purchase, we can hopefully glimpse how this event continues to shape the United States today. What country was Louisiana a part of before the United States? When Christopher Columbus discovered the New World in 1492, he did not only find great riches for Spain. He also inadvertently helped launch the Age of Exploration as other European nations raced across the Atlantic Ocean to secure their claim to the New World's wealth. France was a little late to the scene. The French did not order explorations until 1523, when Giovanni de Verrazano sailed to the New World with French backing. About 10 years later, Jacques Cartier set off to explore the New World and quickly convinced France it needed to set up colonies in modern Canada. By the early 1600s, France had established a steady fur trading business with the Native Americans. However, its colonies had primarily been unsuccessful due to the continuing tensions between the Native Americans and the French colonists. However, this did not stop the French from settling in Quebec over time and, by the late 1600s, exploring more of North America. In 1682, French explorer René Robert Cavelier de La Salle started down the Mississippi River, eventually claiming land that would ultimately become Arkansas and the Mississippi Delta for France. He named it Louisiana after King Louis XIV. At this point, France had a significant swath of North America under its control, stretching from Canada's eastern coast to the Gulf of Mexico. While King Louis XIV initially named Louisiana useless, France soon realized that controlling the Mississippi River in North America gave it tremendous power to stop English colonization and increase trade with Spain via Mexico. The French soon began establishing colonies along the Mississippi, including the colony La Nouvelle Orleans in the Mississippi Delta in 1718. We know this city as New Orleans today. In 1723, New Orleans became the capital of France's Louisiana Territory. The Louisiana Territory passed between the French and Spanish as the French attempted to hold back the British imperialistic push in North America. France gave the Louisiana Territory to Spain during the Seven Years' War, called the French and Indian War in North America, to secure an alliance against the British. However, Spain was not interested in running the Louisiana Territory, causing tension between the Spanish authorities and the French people already living there. Despite the French and Spanish clashes, New Orleans quickly grew into a thriving trade center. Eventually, the Louisiana Territory came back to France because of Napoleon Bonaparte's efforts. By 1799, the tensions between Britain and Spain had grown sharply, and with the added pressures of the United States trying to push into the Louisiana Territory, Spain was done with the troubles the land provided, and they were ready to be rid of it. The same year, Napoleon Bonaparte became the first consul of France. He decided France needed to continue its global expansion, which included taking back New France, the Louisiana Territory in North America. His interest and Spain's desire to eliminate this troublesome territory led to the Third Treaty of San Ildefonso on October 1, 1800. France had now regained control of the Louisiana Territory. However, France was not the only country interested in the land. The United States was interested in expansion almost from the start. President Thomas Jefferson knew he needed to act quickly to stop France from permanently taking over the Louisiana Territory and hampering American expansion. It was a critical moment in American history, and Jefferson knew his actions would shape the nation's course. How did Louisiana become part of the United States? President Jefferson knew he needed to act quickly to make the Louisiana Territory part of the United States. So he took on Robert R. Livingston as his emissary to approach France and offer to purchase the land. Livingston faced opposition from both American and French politicians. Some American politicians thought the Louisiana Territory had no use. The French were, understandably, unwilling to part with the land it had just recently gained back. However, in 1791, the Haitian Revolution began. Historians now remember it as the largest and most successful rebellion of enslaved persons in the Western Hemisphere. Saint Domingue was a French colony at the time, so Napoleon tried to retake the island. He sent his brother-in-law, Leclerc, who had initial success but died of yellow fever. His successor, General Rochambeau, was much crueler, which only angered the rebels. They soon drove the French off the island and named their country Haiti. When France lost control of their Saint-Domingue colony, Napoleon's plan for a global empire fell apart. Without that colony, controlling Louisiana was pointless. He was also facing pressure from the British and knew France would soon be embroiled in another war with them. He needed funds. Because of the actions of a group of enslaved people in modern-day Haiti, the Louisiana Territory secretly became available for the United States to purchase. Napoleon instructed the French treasurer to sell the Louisiana Territory for 50 million francs, striking a deal with Robert Livingston. After some negotiation, the French sold the land to the United States for 60 million francs plus 20 million francs of French debt owed to U.S. citizens, which amounts to roughly $15 million. Of course, just because the American delegates signed the purchase does not mean it was a complete agreement. The United States government still had to ratify it. Not every American politician favored the purchase, believing either the land was useless or that the president did not have the power to purchase land for the country. Jefferson was confident the Senate would approve the purchase and believed any opposition from the Federalists in Congress could be overcome. Luckily, Jefferson did not need to worry about opposition in the end. The politicians who supported the Louisiana Purchase did not raise questions about its constitutional concerns, and other aspects intrigued the Americans. While they were concerned about integrating the land and renegotiating the balance of power across the country, the Louisiana Purchase offered potential in its vast and uncharted lands. An enterprising person had plenty of opportunities to make a fortune in milling, mining metals, harvesting timber, and farming rich soil. In addition, the Louisiana Purchase was a great deal. At about 4 cents an acre, it was difficult to pass up, even if the American people were still working out what to do with the land. Despite some political concerns about it, on October 20, 1803, the Senate ratified the purchase. However, even after the Louisiana Purchase was complete, there were still troubles for the new country. Jefferson wanted a scientific expedition to explore the Louisiana Territory, eventually called the Lewis and Clark Expedition. But there was discontent in the northern states and whispers of secession. Although President Thomas Jefferson had successfully added hundreds of miles of land to the United States, his troubles were far from over. What did the United States do after the Louisiana Purchase? The first concerns with a Louisiana Purchase came immediately after the United States bought it. How would they run it? At the time, the old United States was about the same size as the Louisiana Purchase, but unlike today, the Louisiana Purchase was still seen as one unit. Placing a governor over that land would give that person tremendous power. Some politicians hesitated to allow the executive branch that much influence in national politics. However, with no other viable options, President Jefferson appointed a governor and helped establish the military and judicial bodies to facilitate a peaceful transition. Thomas Jefferson knew he needed more than a new governor to make the most out of this new addition to the United States. He needed a survey and a general scientific exploration. The American people needed to know where the rivers were, what animals and plants naturally grew across the territory, and which Native Americans still lived there. Jefferson chose Meriwether Lewis to lead the expedition, which consisted of a small group of people. Although this venture is called the Lewis and Clark Expedition today, those two men were not the only ones who went. Lewis had several instructions to follow while exploring. One, he was to follow the Missouri River in an attempt to reach the Pacific Ocean. Two, Lewis was to record the latitude and longitude of critical points on the journey. Three, he was to keep copious and detailed notes about anything and anyone he encountered. Jefferson wanted Lewis to keep an eye out for endangered or extinct animals. People knew so little about the land that Jefferson believed Lewis might encounter mammoths while exploring. While that may sound preposterous today, it illustrates how little the Americans knew about the Louisiana Territory before purchasing it, and how groundbreaking the Lewis and Clark expedition was. Their journey led them across tracts of land that had never been documented by Western society before. They found prairie dogs, pronghorns, wild goats, and grizzly bears. When they returned, they had maps and scientific notes that would change people's thoughts about Central and Western North America. While they were exploring, the United States government continued working on the political management of the Louisiana Territory. In March 1804, the government divided the land into two territories. Lower Louisiana was called the Territory of Orleans and was approximately the same land now used by the modern state of Louisiana. The northern part of the purchase was called the District of Louisiana and was further split into five districts for better administration. From there, the American people slowly began moving out into the unknown, setting up homes and spreading towards the Pacific Ocean. The Louisiana Purchase was a meaningful change for the United States. It nearly doubled the size of the United States and helped build the desire in American culture to explore the unknown. The United States would be very different if Thomas Jefferson had not taken a risk and gone after the territory. The Louisiana Purchase gave the people access to rich natural resources and the space they needed to grow the country into a powerful entity that would later take an active role in international politics. Although there was no war or dramatic conspiracies, the Louisiana Purchase changed world history. It was not only the biggest land deal in human history, but also made a valuable impact on the modern world. How would you like to get a deeper understanding of history, impress your friends, and predict the future more accurately based on past events? If this sounds like something you might be into, then check out the brand new Captivating History Book Club by clicking the first link in the description. To learn more about the Louisiana Purchase, check out our book, The Louisiana Purchase, A Captivating Guide to a Major Turning Point in the History of the United States of America. It's available as an ebook, paperback, and audiobook. If you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button and subscribe for more videos like this.